this is Troy Aikman. Talk about the Cowboys and the rest of the NFL with me every Saturday at noon, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, now that all that ticket money-making stuff is out of the way, it's time for more funny-making stuff. And, of course, we're speaking of the Tickets Drop Page Radio. I'm the OD, Officer of the Drops, and for those listeners that are new to our area, you may be wondering, why do they call it Drop Page Radio? I mean, that's not the most impressive name we've ever come across, but it's accurate nonetheless because our homepage, www.theticket.com, we have a section on there called, you guessed it, the Drop Page, and that's where we posted most of the stuff before. So click on over there and see what's up. And here's our deep throat informant behind the scenes at Cowboys training camp a few years ago on the Tickets Drop Page Radio.
Joining us now is our deep throat informant from Valley Ranch, a gentleman who was in the locker room yesterday when both Jerry Jones and Darren Woodson spoke to the team, and we have digitally altered his voice. Come in, deep throat informant.
Yes.
No, yes. Good morning, and thank you for your courage, and thank you for helping us sort through these details.
Thank you.
Well, can you tell us just about yesterday? Just kind of lead us through the day.
It was a beautiful day at Valley Ranch, but it would not stay that way. I was in the locker room playing dominoes, and Woody, Darren Woodson, announced his presence in the locker room by throwing a garbage can through a plate glass window that he had brought in for just such the occasion.
Just to get everybody's attention.
Yes. Woody was so mean, and so Woody yelled at the Smith running back.
Oh, no. He yelled at Emmett?
For playing bones in the locker room.
Right. We heard about that.
He got in Emmett's face and told him to leave the dominoes at home.
Wow.
He then placed a rifle in Emmett's mouth for emphasis.
Oh, my gosh. What a horrible threat that is.
After Woody addressed the team, Dave Campo skipped his address and did not address the team.
Right.
Rather, he turned it over to an even shorter and more incompetent Italian, Mickey Spagnuolo.
Oh, wow. Mickey got to address the team.
Then we got the word over the loudspeaker that Jerry wanted us to meet in the conference center, which is also a room.
Right.
We sat around as Jerry told us we were bad poor.
Bad poor?
He was so mean. And so stretched face.
Oh, now come on.
Jerry went nuts on us.
Did he?
He went totally ape-ass.
Well, he doesn't like losing.
Jerry took his new teeth out and sat them on the table chattering. He then ordered them to attack Quincy Carter.
What? To attack?
They took off after him, chasing him around the complex, nipping at his ass.
What a crazy scene.
Jerry continued his tortures.
Oh, no.
He then took off his hairpiece.
Stop it.
And flung it like Odd Job decapitating Barry Allen.
Odd Job! He actually decapitated Larry Allen?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
He then reached back and unpinned his scalp. And excess skin flew out everywhere like that dinosaur on Jurassic Park. He grabbed his magical skin flaps and wrapped them around Ebenezer Ichabod. Smothering him.
Wow.
Then,
boy, this is...
Using his back paws, Jerry spun Ebenezer Ichabod's body into a cocoon and suspended him from the ceiling.
Back paws?
Claws.
Claws. Oh, claws. Okay.
Jerry then stood guard over the body in his webbing.
What a weird scene.
Oh,
no.
I feel retribution.
No, no, we've disguised your voice.
Go.
All right. Oh, well, thank you for your courage,
boy,
Deep Throat.
Boy, that was insightful. Ridiculous, but very insightful.
Now we know what went on out of Valley Ranch yesterday.
And you only got the scoop right here, fast and accurate, on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's the drop page.
Here are the top five and bottom five ticket drops, in my opinion.
Okay.
The bottom five. Are we ready? Number five. Sucks, bitch, and ass.
That's
the bottom five?
That's the Great Gordo. That makes the bottom five because it's so violent and...
old.
Cussing.
That can't be worse than the Dale Hansen one. That's got to make the list.
Well, we can't play it.
I think we can.
I don't think we can.
In this context, we could, because we're not playing it as if Dale is saying it. We're saying that this is a bad drop.
All right, these are my top
with your own list
five and bottom five drops as we continue to look at the bottom five, the worst five in my opinion, here at the Ticket. All right, this is number four.
5, 7, 3, 5, 2, 7, 7, 11, 4, 2, 7.
That's such a beating.
I love that drop.
It's such a beating.
What is normal? I think he's talking about yards gained one day in the Cowboy offense. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think it was.
The truthometer just went off, so.
Okay.
Really right.
All right, the number three worst drop at the Ticket.
Hey, who are you calling a hoe?
Yeah, I thought we ordered that one per.
Yeah, let's get rid of that one. That's horrible.
That was Fernando, who was trying to act during a
it was the
it's my only performance.
Daps to get it.
It's so bad because it's got the scissors going in the background.
Right.
It's stupid.
The whole scissors gate thing?
Yeah.
And I asked him to just say, hey, who you calling a hoe? Just, you know...
baloney.
And listen,
you told
how,
me exactly what
but listen
to
how
say.
He exaggerates it.
Hey, who you calling a hoe?
No.
I was following directions.
No, you were not.
Yes,
you overacted.
Yeah, you overacted.
Yes, I was.
All right, number two on my list of bottom five ticket drops. I
love
hate,
it.
I Great. Hate that so much. Because it's you.
If it was,
I know.
If it was George doing it, you'd love it.
No, I don't think so. I just hate it.
He doesn't like screaming. Well,
I don't like screaming.
Because it's what?
Noise pollution. I don't think people who listen to the radio in the morning like being screamed at.
No,
that's
no.
just my theory.
I don't know about that either.
And the number one worst drop here at Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, in my opinion, on the radio.
Radio Anthrax.
That is.
That's how my wife wakes me up every morning. She sings that.
I love that song.
So do I. Let's get out of here.
What?
Drop Page Radio.
Oh, joining us now, Grego, we are joined by the great Nate Newton himself. How you doing today?
Yo, we can be new, man.
How are things down there in the St. Martin Parish Jail?
Not good, man. Let me correct Colby, man. A millionaire can't get off. That's why I had those two girls with me. What can I say, man? Michael Irvin had a day order to fill, man.
Why do you need to go off doing this, man?
Man, ain't no inch-high private eye here, man. Only inch-high private eyes in Ronald's pants, man.
God.
Nah, man, need the money, man. Need the money,
well,
baby.
Didn't you make a lot of money when you were playing football, mate?
I spent it all, man.
What'd you spend it on?
213 pounds of pot, man.
What were you going to do with all that pot, mate?
Michael Irvin had what you would call a roach, I guess.
This is the ticket.
Every time I come on the internet.